I'm so happy to have this opportunity to be with you to answer all of the frequently asked questions that we have been receiving about our upcoming transformational coaching and transformational facilitation programs, our certification programs. So, this is going to be a very informal session today. I'm going to cover the questions that have been coming in so that you can get support in your decision to move forward at this time if it's something that you are called to. So I want to make the things that I'm sharing with you as relevant and as valuable for you to get the information that you need. So I'd also love for this session to be interactive. So as Sarah shared, I would encourage you to come on camera and be ready to share and to engage as if we were all live together in person. I began teaching feminine power live in person in a living room with women on backjack chairs. Sarah was part of that group. I think it was nearly 15 years ago, right now, which is amazing to see how our global community and how our reach has grown from that original circle or the original circles that we had. And at the end, I would love to answer any questions that you have. And you know, there's a lot of questions that I really want to answer, kind of like really from the position of being a mentor, as someone who is a mentor of being a working coach and facilitator in the transformation industry with a specialist in empowering women. I've been doing this for 25 years professionally since I charged money for my first coaching session and my first workshops. And I know that there's many here who are already coaches and already seasoned and looking to add the transformational skill set, as well as the specialized knowledge and frameworks about feminine power into your work. Just raise your hand if that's you, just so I have a sense of who's here. Okay, so you're already a coach, because I see Hala there. I see Jean. Okay, so great. So yeah, so we're going to talk about that. So I'm going to answer because I know that there's different people at different stages. So I want to share, you know, answers to that. And if you're brand new, like raise your hand if you're looking for a career change to start. You know, Sarah supported a woman to join our community this morning who is an accountant looking for a career change into coaching and is called to work with people. So I know, like, you know, if you're here for a career change, or let's say you're already a healing or helping professional. So Debbie, I see Karen, who's here for a career change. You're exploring a career change. Marie, I see Azine. Hello, Azine. Welcome. And I see Louise as well. And raise your hand if you're a psychotherapist or you're already a professional who's wanting to make a career change into coaching. Debbie, I see your hand raised as well. That's great. And I see anyone else who is a therapist. We have a lot of therapists who join coaching and facilitation. Okay, great. And raise your hand if you are wanting to just cultivate or learn coaching skills to incorporate that into your work professionally, if that's you as well. I see Karen, I see Flo. Okay, great. So I'm going to be answering questions, but my answers are going to be slightly different for the different groups. So I will do my best to be able to convey and to cover the things that we are sharing. So, all right. So let me get my notes because we have a lot to cover and I'm going to dive in. So, one of the first things that I would love to ask or invite you to reflect on and share as we begin, which is really like, what's the aspiration? What are you feeling is the aspiration that like brings you here today to explore joining coaching and facilitation? I encourage you to post in the chat, like, what is it that you are yearning to want to create for the people that you're called to serve? And I just want to name and touch on this. Like, go ahead and post in the chat what it is that you're called to create. So I see posts happening already. So I encourage you to post that in the chat. So the impulse that I see that has most women join coaching and facilitation The women who join our coaching and facilitation programs are what I like to call high growth potential women. You're someone who's been on a path of greater awareness and personal growth in your life. You have increased empathy. You have, you kind of, when you talk to people, whether it's friends or family members or even clients, you see a greater possibility for their lives. You see a greater possibility for the world. So, you know, raise your hand if you can identify with that. Like, you know, you're someone who's been like deeply called to be on a path of growth in your life. And so, you know, I believe that the great work of our time is for those of us who have greater awareness to create those contexts and those structures in the world to help facilitate growth. Higher human potential on planet Earth is only going to be realized by individuals, by groups, going through a very specific kind of growth that you've probably heard me speak about in these preview events, which is through the process of creating the containers and creating the spaces to facilitate and midwife transformational change, which is a change in our belief structures. It's a change in our beliefs about ourselves, about others, about the world. Like, this is, I believe, the great work of our time and what unleashes higher human potential. And you're here because you have probably heard me speak about how, you know, being able to facilitate transformational change for women, especially for women who are feeling this impulse to rise, to self-actualize, I believe is the greatest place to have an impact with your gifts, with your life energy. That's certainly what I found, right? There was a whole question of like, I want to be able to create a business or a livelihood or work where I am meaningfully contributing my gifts in ways that make the greatest possible difference with my life energy during my lifetime. So, what I found, like that was my question, is that the skill sets that we teach in coaching and facilitation and leadership, I'll be speaking about on Saturday as well, but we're speaking about coaching and facilitation, but the transformational containers of coaching, of workshops, where you're creating those spaces to truly ignite and empower women to find confidence, to step into visibility, to release their barriers to having prosperity. I can't even begin to tell you the incredible feeling of life satisfaction, having clients who come with all of these possibilities and knowing that I had a role to play in helping them realize them, fulfill them. So, you know, I had a client that I coached who had a very serious disability, who didn't believe that she was lovable, who through the work that we did together one-on-one when I first started individual coaching with these transformational methodologies, began to have the courage and confidence to presence herself and met the love of her life. And I worked with a woman who was in a position of leadership, who had this idea for something that would revolutionize her field that she hadn't had the courage and confidence to share with her peers, that as a result of gaining more confidence, that she, you know, she was able to revolutionize the field of neonatal care in how babies with a certain syndrome were being treated. You know, there's so many stories in, you know, different areas. And if you think about the way in which change happens on big and small levels, it's this process. So I want to invite you just to connect with what is the change that you are wanting to create for who specifically? You know, what are the changes that you're wanting to create for who? Because that really dovetails specifically into my first frequently asked question that I'm going to jump in and answer, which is really about, you know, what is the difference between our programs versus other training? And the question that I think really helps to bring that alive is to think about, well, you know, who is it that you want to help have what kind of changes specifically? Because this methodology and this approach is what especially works for a very select, you know, very particular group of people, you know, women at the level of self-actualization in these eight key areas that I'm going to share in kind of in terms of what's different. So I'd love to invite you just to think about, you know, what that looks like, the change that you are called to make. If you had a magic wand and you could harness all of your superpowers to make something possible for people that you're called to serve, what would it be? What would it be? Right? Like, how is it that we're going to shift from a culture of domination to a culture of partnership, Lisa, through your work with groups, with individuals who are leaders, who are going to create a new culture, and then that can impact and ripple out to thousands of people? I'm seeing here, I want to create, BB says, I want to create a thriving coaching business that empowers women to support themselves and live their dreams. How do we create a culture where women feel comfortable having wealth? You start to see individual women embrace their power as value creators to line up with an authentic vision of what real and authentic prosperity looks like and have the power to begin to create this. Alicia says, how much we care for each other based on cultural studies of holistic principles, right? If you think about the changes that we want to see in the world on a larger level, like that process is this process of transformational change. So go ahead and take a moment and think about the answer to this question, because it's the most important thing that you can be clear about in making the decision on whether or not to join our programs specifically. Now, who is it that you want to facilitate having what kinds of changes and what kinds of transformations specifically? And so, you know, the question is really then, you know, once you're clear about that, you have a sense of that, it's like really getting a sense of, well, what, you know, what is the process by which that group of people would be able to create that change? And what are the skills that you need as a coach, as a workshop leader, to be the person who can catalyze and ignite those changes? So I think that's a really important question to be able to reflect on and gain clarity about, to then be able to assess the value of the different program elements and whether that something is a fit. That, does that make sense as a starting point? Like, really to ask yourself to reflect on that question. So, you know, how is it that we empower women to embrace wealth, to embrace self-love, self-care, leadership, visibility, confidence, all of these things? It's through the work that you, me, all of us together can go and do and create the spaces and the containers and the process of transformational growth and change. All right. So with that, I want to dive in and answer the first frequently asked question on our list here. And I have a lot to get through, but I'm going to spend a little more time on these first ones because they're the bigger ones that kind of create a framework and a context here with this. And that is, so what's the difference between traditional coaching and, you know, so our programs in transformational coaching and facilitation are different in two very unique ways to the majority of other trainings or programs. The first is that they are about, they are focused and designed especially for women. Our programs are designed especially for how women learn and change and develop skills, and they're designed to give you the skills and tools to empower women, especially. So I'll share with you an example of this and why this matters. This was like my biggest revelation. The way that you coach women is really different if you want to empower women to what you learn in traditional coaching training. So in traditional coaching training was created largely from a context that was about supporting management to be able to follow up with training and consulting within organizations to achieve shared objectives. So, you know, traditional coaching will come in and you know, there's a lot that we can learn from the field of traditional coaching. And if you have done traditional coach training, there's nothing lost, because traditional coaching is all about maximizing potentials, right? But it's kind of like, well, which potentials in which context for who and what kind of outcomes? So, you know, things that are very predict, you know, things that are very like, hey, we want to, you know, we want to achieve this objective as a team. Well, what's the plan and what's the steps and what's in the way? And, you know, traditional coaching creates a field of trust and connection and will invite people to, you know, share their outcomes and to then identify the obstacles and to be able to, you know, break down the steps and the pathway to move forward, and then be a container of support and accountability and encouragement that asks questions that taps into a client's own inner wisdom to be able to drive performance. And there's been, you know, tremendous results as a result of traditional coaching. The problem is when you get to coaching women, especially at a level of self-actualization, most women are yearning for something they don't necessarily have language for. Like if you look at your own experience, your deepest yearnings and deepest aspirations are maybe something that you don't necessarily want to articulate, you know, and this is where having the frameworks of the self-actualization, you know, the self-actualization frameworks in feminine power are so important. You know, if a woman is at this level of self-actualization, there's an entirely different set of questions to be asking her. All of the research also shows that women are connected to about 50% of what's possible, right? Compared to men, you know, and I think if we were to include women of color in that equation, the percentage would probably go up dramatically. Right. And so you kind of think about this context for women. I'm at the stage of self-actualization. I don't just want to achieve. And I have all of these barriers and where society and culture reflects back to me limits. And I can't necessarily see role models of possibility. Can you see how different the role of a coach is in that kind of a context where you're coaching somebody like that? You know, wave if you can see what I'm speaking to. Right. So, you know, your role is not just to assume that your client has a clear sense of the answers if you just ask powerful questions. You want to ask questions that open up possibility. You want to ask questions that disrupt presumptions of limitation, lack, scarcity, non-possibility. You want to be listening in a way that your speaking and sharing is amplifying the power and potential of who you're speaking to, right? So I want to give you, like, this is just the first step of many steps in the coaching relationship, and how different this is in a context where if you want to empower women, there's a different set of of questions. There's a different way to orient to the process. There's different awareness that you have about the underlying barriers that women have to being able to make, you know, to realize and to actualize their vision, that you having the awareness of empowers you to orient in a completely different way. Does that make sense? Wave if you can, if you're with me, right? So when you're coaching someone, and that expands outward into, if you are leading groups, retreats, workshops, right? And you want to empower women, there's a whole different way to set up the space and the field and the relationship between people, and to be igniting possibilities and to be asking powerful questions and to be creating a culture that is safe for women to take up space, to be visible, to shine, and to create a culture where there is a really powerful capacity to learn, to grow, to change together. So I think that's the recognition, you know, that our programs recognize that women at this stage of self-actualization, they have a need for a different kind of coaching, for a different kind of support that is informed by the underlying blocks and the underlying opportunities and the underlying ways of orienting that are unique and differentiated and absolutely critical to ignite and empower women at this new stage. So that's the first thing that's different. Our training is rooted in these frameworks, in the design, in the, you know, every set of how everything is set up. That's a 180 degree shift from the orientation in most traditional coaching trainings, if that makes sense. So it's, you know, yes, there's principles that are in common, but that example, I think, of how you set up the coaching relationship, if you are informed by an awareness of these things for women, is the difference that makes the difference in you being able to make that change, that vision that you have. So if the answer to that question, who do I want to influence to have what kind of transformation, is I want to empower women who are feeling this potential for a greater possibility in their confidence, in their visibility, in their relationships, in their health, in their life purpose, in their prosperity, in their spiritual life, in their creative expression, in their leadership, in their impact, in their influence. You know, these things that represent the fulfillment of a self-actualized life, then it's absolutely critical that you are learning the skills, the frameworks, the tools, the orientation to set up the coaching relationship and to set up your groups in ways that ignite these possibilities, power, and potential. So that's the first difference. The second difference I would say that's really key is that we are also aware of who you are as a woman. And that's part of our training. That's right. So it's for women, but it's also this awareness of who you are as a coach or as a facilitator, and all the things that naturally come up for women, so that, you know, we address things like the feeling that I'm not giving enough, right? In having really, really clear role definition for you as a coach or a workshop leader. Like raise your hand if you've been a coach or a workshop leader and you feel insecure about creating enough value. Right? Can you imagine what it would feel like to be like for that to go away and for you to be crystal clear what was your responsibility and how you can ignite and what's the client's responsibility, and be absolutely clear and confident in the value that you're creating and what your role is. So this is part of all the mindset training that we give you in how to empower women. And it also includes you how to be empowered as a coach and as a workshop leader, and be clear about your role and have a sense of competence and confidence in the value that you create. So there's a lot of ways that we address all of the natural things that come up for women as coaches and facilitators as part of our training. The second thing that's different is we specialize in a proprietary transformational methodology that I have developed through my doctoral research in transformational learning and change over the past decade, that is being deeply informed by this work with women. And what is really powerful is when you become proficient in this transformational methodology, that there really are, you know, if you wanted to have this deeper impact, that I was speaking about, this deeper impact that catalyzes, that ignites potentials, that can only happen if you are working at a level of transformational change, one-on-one or groups, the deeper impact that you want to make. And that's not about coaching behaviors. It's not about coaching information. It's not about clarity of vision and about accountability. The deeper level of work that you are wanting to do with people and impact that has people's greatest dreams and potentials be made manifest and come true. It is at this level of belief change, identity change, the deepest level that catalyzes a whole system transformation. And that only happens when you are, you know, gain a sense of competence in being able to coach or lead workshops in a way that facilitates transformational change. There's four steps in the process of transformational change. You're igniting potentials, you're questioning assumptions, you're making visible the old story, you're breaking through to a deeper truth and a new story and a new identity. And then you're coaching and developing new skills and new ways of being and new and showing up at this new level of identity. That is the process that facilitates transformational change in any area, whether it's with money, whether it's with health, whether it's with leadership. It cannot happen without going through those four steps and four stages. So whether you take coaching or whether you take facilitation, what is different is that through our programs, you will become an expert in what it is to coach or lead groups that create powerful experiences of transformational change that are absolutely the key for self-actualizing women. There's no other pathway by which transformational change and outcomes happen other than through these four steps. Does that make sense? Like if you have a look at your own experience, right? The things that we yearn for as women, they're outside of our identity to have. If women are struggling with relationships, it's because it's outside of my identity to be treated well. No amount of assertiveness training or online dating profile tactical coaching is going to disrupt an I'm not good enough identity structure that is really at the core of the block for women who want to create thriving relationships. No amount of financial intelligence or financial knowledge or training or let me coach you on how to go and ask your boss for a pay raise. That is not going to ignite a woman's power on top of a pattern of I'm not good enough that's fundamentally rooted in scarcity. Does that make sense? When a woman is fundamentally in her identity belief structures in scarcity, you can't just say, well, what do you want to create and what are the steps to get there? And let me just coach you on being accountable. You got to create a container where she can connect with that, where she can expand, where she can step into an identity of herself as a powerful value creator. And then most importantly, at the end of that, grow the skills of being related to the needs of other people and you know, how she can create value. And what is extraordinary, what is absolutely extraordinary is when you understand these steps of transformational change and you understand the 21 patterns that are blocking women's power and potential. This is what one of the things you're going to learn that is absolutely proprietary and central to both of these programs. It's like you have the power to grant wishes. You know, if you've ever wanted to be a real life fairy godmother showing up as a presence who can create the space and the containers to call forth and have the women that you work with undergo a release of their invisibility, a release of their isolation, a release of their not good enough, a release of their imposter syndrome, and to develop and grow into who they were born to become and begin to show up and create at that level. I can't even describe having the power to create that, what that has meant for my life, what that has meant for like being able to be the person who knows how to ask the questions, to amplify, to create the spaces, to create the learning culture as a facilitator, to catalyze that level of change. That is what is life altering. That is what it differentiates coaching and facilitation and workshops that are life altering versus, well, I just had a really positive experience and it was fun and it was nice. Isn't the work that you came here to be meant to be catalytic and meant to be life altering? Yes. Isn't that the deepest yearning that you have to impact people that meaningfully and that deeply? If the answer is yes, then you absolutely must, as a coach, understand how to create the container one-on-one and ask the questions that guide women through these four steps of transformational change and disrupt these patterns to support their vision. And as a facilitator, you absolutely must know how to create and convene this powerful growth container that also takes women through these four steps and four stages. So you, with your natural gifts, with your talents, if you have these frameworks and these skills and these capacities, you absolutely can and will have that kind of impact that is life-altering for women around these outcomes at the level of self-actualization. And the final piece I would say of where our programs are really different, what I care about is not how many people enroll in our programs, but how many women's lives are changed as a result of being part of this program. And for that reason, what we've done is structure the trainings in a way that's very different from most programs, where it's really designed for you to be developing skills, developing and practicing the skills that you need to be become really competent and confident. So our whole training is designed to be focused on learning skills in a collaborative learning environment where you are gaining, are in a group with your peers. And this is very important. If you're an experienced coach or a psychotherapist, you will be in a practice group with other women who have similar background and experience so that you are in a collaborative learning space with true peers. And you are able to be practicing and getting feedback and also knowing the questions to ask to reflect on your own skill development that will continue to generate the growth and expansion of your own skills. And the thing that I would say that's just so palpable at the end of the program is how deep the changes are inside participants personally, because you can't not be altered deeply by being in practice groups facilitating transformational change yourself. Like, you can't not be deeply altered by that process. And also, I think there's just a way that the change that happens, it just happens from the inside out, so that these are not just concepts at a mind level. They become embodied because the program is designed in the same kind of growth container and the same kind of growth container that you're going to then be able to create as a coach. It's very hard to create something you've never really experienced yourself. So you're going to have the experience of being in a deep and powerful growth container with others, practicing skills in a really embodied way. All right, so that's the answer to the first question. I know we're 40 minutes in, but and that's a kind of a big answer, but I think that really lays and sets a context for these programs and what is different. I will be talking about the leadership program on Saturday, but does anyone have any questions about this first piece, really about what I'm speaking about this? Is go ahead and post them in the chat. Yeah, so one of the questions that's coming in is about the difference between this and leadership. So the facilitation program and leadership. So leadership is something that is entirely, it's really a different skill set. The facilitation program is designed to teach you the skills to be able to create workshops, to create retreats, to be able to work with groups, to convene a learning community, to be able to introduce and facilitate and lead exercises and guide others through a transformational process. The leadership program is much more designed to support you to develop your message to the world, your content, your brand, and support you to launch that into the world. But this is the facilitation program, are like these are the skills of delivering and designing and facilitating and leading a high impact, life-changing groups specializing in serving women. And the coaching program is about being able to do that one-on-one at an even deeper level. And I would say the difference between coaching and facilitation is there's a level of depth that you can go into one-on-one that it's very different to how you do that at scale. And so this is where, even though both programs will teach you how to be a specialist in transformational change, the coaching program really focuses on doing that one-on-one, and facilitation is really the skill set of how you convene a learning community and you create a space between people of rich learning and guide and facilitate this process. So this is really powerful to take both together. We find the majority of women end up taking both programs because you are, it's a powerful thing to do to take both programs because you have the ability to work with people one-on-one. You also have the ability to work gr with groups. And there are similarities, but there's a different set of skills. In facilitation, you need to really know and understand how to manage the group energy and how to deal with interpersonal dynamics between people, how to present information, how to debrief group exercises, how to lead group exercises that are really powerful. In coaching, you have a situation where you're working with people through an even deeper experience of your guiding individual change. And there's a level of depth that you can go into that is absolutely extraordinary. So there's an even deeper way of working with people. So this is where it's like there are different distinctions and different skills and different competencies that you need in each program. But what's great is you will recognize the process of and key concepts in the transformational process that will expand your competence into both of these. All right. Let me jump in here and dive into our next question. Here's a great question that's we know where I'm going to really spend this first hour just covering just the top frequently asked questions. So I think that really frames out what the purpose of this, who it's for, what's really different about this. So one of the questions that comes in, especially from new coaches, is can I really make a living doing this? Wave if that's your question, if you're transitioning, like how do you, right? You can make, can I really make a living coaching and doing workshops? Like what is that, or what does that look like? I think if you're a psychotherapist or if you're already a coach, one of the questions might be that I'll kind of speak to next is, how do I expand my reach and my work? I'll speak to that next. But if you're a new coach and you're wondering how this works, the answer that most coaching trainings are going to give you, they're going to quote something like, well, the average life coach will make between $200 an hour and $500 an hour. Those statistics are out there that I could quote, but I think an answer that's even more helpful than that is like, well, what's the pathway? Like, how does it actually work that someone, because to go from never having charged for my services or never really having had a business to think about charging, $200 an hour or even $500 an hour. Like that feels like a big leap. How do I get there? So I want to share that answer. Like, how is it that you create a business? So the way that I recommend you, the first answer is yes, you absolutely can do this and you can create a business out of this. If this is my asterisk, right? If you are prepared to develop business skills and take action to apply them in parallel and tandem with your coaching skills or at the end of your coaching training. We include a business essentials training that gives you the foundational skills that you need to create and launch a business. This is not a magic pill, right? This is not a get rich quick scheme, but you can create a thriving living in the course of a year, I would say, from beginning the process of launching your business, if you have the dedication to take that action. I would say that about 50% of people who take a coaching training discover that they don't really want to have their own business and they don't want to be developing and doing those other things. But the thing that I will tell you is if you do want to launch your own business, you can really learn how to do this in a way that feels like you. And let me give you an overview from the things that or the women that I've seen who have done this, having not been coaches before. So the way that you create a business is you start to cultivate relationships with your community and your network from the beginning. So one of the things that we coach you to do in the business training is to let everybody know in your to make a family and friends list of everybody that you know or that you're connected to. And at the beginning of your training, not 6 months from now when you want clients, at the beginning of your training, to send an email out to everybody letting them know what your vision is or that you are training to become a coach and establish a coaching business. And at the beginning of our Business Essentials program, your first assignments is to go out and to interview people who are your prospective clients. So you're building relationships with people about 6 months before you are going to, in most cases, launch your offerings into the world. Right. So, you know, we're going to go through our foundations workshop where you learn the foundational listening skills and coaching skills and workshop leading skills in the first month of the program. And with those skills, you can go and start to form relationships. All success in business is created in a coaching business is created from being able to get real results. The quality of your listening, the quality of your presence, the quality of your enthusiasm, the quality of your care. And you're going to have the power to create tremendous value for people right out of the gate. So you start by building those relationships and having those conversations. So you start to get to know the audience that you're beginning to serve. And so what happens then is you go through the program and you start to practice with clients and you gain more confidence and you gain more experience. And I'll share the story of Jan, who is one of our coaches. The moment she finished, and this was someone who had no coaching experience before, who didn't have a tremendous amount of confidence to charge for her services, but she started just charging $50 a session. And all of her sessions got booked out because she did such a great job of building the relationships in her network. And every 6 months, she would double her rate. Every 6 months, she would double her rate, right? So because that's what happens. You get a whole bunch of clients, you get a whole lot of experience, you see the value you're creating that gives you the confidence to raise your rates for new clients who are starting. So over the course of 2 years of doing this, you can get to a place where you're confidently charging $150, $200 an hour for your time. 10, 20 clients selling coaching packages. That is a reasonable trajectory and expectation. So this is, you know, There are rock star examples that I could tell you of the woman, Julie, who sent her, you know, who sold $100,000 on her first coaching offering within 6 months of the training to her friends and family email list. She was an experienced coach, right? And that, and she got the confidence to up level, right? So I want to give you like extraordinary examples of like really the women who absolutely rocked it. But I also want to give you kind of like the stories of women who are just very reasonable, kind of ordinary examples of somebody who didn't have a lot of experience or confidence, who just kept taking the next step and within 2 years built a business. Does that make sense? You see that? So it's like, it's this very organic way that you can transition. Don't put the pressure to quit your day job on yourself if you're a new coach out of the gate. Give yourself a year to transition. You know, give yourself time to transform, you know, to transition out of your business model and get your experience. And with the skills that you're going to learn, and we give you the structure, we give you the scripts of how to do an introductory session where you're opening up the coaching relationship and you're setting up a session, and we give you the script of what to be doing in weekly sessions. We give you the script of what to do to close out a session. And the business training, we give you an enrollment script. We give you outreach strategies. We give you a blueprint, step-by-step plan and system. And you have a community of women who are going through the program and taking these actions alongside of you, both with coaching and with launching and leading your workshops, right? So it's the same with facilitation. With facilitation, right? I'm gonna start offering groups for free. I'm gonna start leading free women's circles. I'm gonna invite all of my family and friends to come together. Then I'm gonna offer my first workshop. Then I'm gonna offer my first retreat. I'm gonna offer an intensive. It kind of builds up over time. So if you have a lot of experience in business, if you're already comfortable charging for your services, you can look at differentiating yourself even further for something that is going to be new and enable you to do the even deeper work that you're called to. If you're a psychotherapist and you're transitioning into work as a coach, you have experience as a successful professional. It probably can be easier and faster for you to be launching. So if you aspire to make a full-time living at this and you are willing to develop the business skills that we teach you and follow the system that we have given you to make a start at this, as well as your coaching skills, and not expecting it just to happen like that, but to be cultivating and growing a network of relationships all the way through your program to be then launching, that is a realistic plan and a sense of like, yes, you can do this. So, you know, I'm an exceptional example of going from, you know, not, you know, really not or struggling to make money as a coach to, you know, I went to then my biggest breakthrough in learning these transformational principles and these business essential principles. I got to a place where I was making $50,000 a year for many years as a coach. I was a working coach. And the thing that's so amazing about starting with coaching, that was my magic number that enabled me to coach full time. And the thing that's really amazing about starting with coaching, it's actually the easiest thing to make money at because you need a fewer number of clients at a higher price point to get started, right? If you sell $2,000 coaching packages, that's 25 clients a year. That's 2 a month that you're able to enroll. And, you know, most of those coaching clients when I first started came from referrals. That's really the number one thing that you need to be launching a coaching practice. I didn't have a website. I didn't have a business card. And I had a full coaching practice just by doing really powerful transformational coaching work. And every week I would get referrals and I enrolled 2 new clients a month, literally just on word of mouth, no outreach, no marketing, just organic through how I grew my practice because, you know, through developing these skills. And what's amazing about starting with coaching first, it's very easy to get to that full-time number, and you're kind of doing market research, right? Because you're working with people in this very deep and intimate way. So if you have an aspiration to be a thought leader or to have a large platform or to be a speaker, you need to really understand the experience of those people that you're speaking to, their underlying problems, how to, you know, and how to build a pathway to solutions. I really learned everything that I understand and know about feminine power coaching women one-on-one to begin with. It was through that process of coaching them one-on-one that I saw the matrix patterns, that I began to kind of just to see and distinguish that there really are 21 core patterns that women have: invisibility, aloneness, not enoughness, like all of that, and like really how to disrupt and transform them. When I really worked with that, I could then expand that to workshops, to expand that to global online communities. So when I relaunched my coaching practice, my first year was, I got to 50,000. I think the next year I added workshops. I might've gotten to 75,000 in revenue for, let's, without expenses. You know, when you start to add expenses, up to, I think it was, you know, that kind of gave me an insight that I could start to build more of a scale model in. And I think like four or five years later was the big breakout where I expanded. I launched an online series and I had something to say. That online series really took off and it was successful and it got traction because I really had been doing that work in small groups and with coaching where I had something to say and share, that it really caught fire. And I grew an email list of 100,000 people in a very short period of time. Out of that, I launched Evolving Wisdom. Out of that, I could scale the work that I was doing to thousands and thousands of women. We founded Evolving Wisdom, and 10 years and $60 million in revenue later, I would say that there's a huge opportunity in the transformation business, but I've never seen anyone enter the transformation business because it's a great market opportunity. I think if you want to build a business and you want to put in the energy to build a business, it's really about you want to create a platform and a context for you to give your gifts in a way that have an impact and make these kind of life-changing experiences and programs for the people that you're especially here to serve. So that's the answer to the question. In a way, I hope is very real and very relatable and gives you a sense of confidence that you can do this. And if this is something that you want to do, a lot of people, I'll speak about the group that decide, you know what, I don't really want to be an entrepreneur. I don't really want to have my own business. As a result of developing coaching and facilitation skills, however, they become star contributors in nonprofits, in organizations, because of their coaching and facilitation skills. They're able to create more meaningful career opportunities because of the skill set and way that they can bring people together. Because guess what? Organizations need people who can facilitate and create spaces to unleash and to ignite potentials in teams, in their customers, in their clients. So I believe this is one of the most in-demand skill sets that you can cultivate in the time that we're living in on planet Earth. Harvard University is teaching coaching as a central part of their management. Transformational facilitation, the process by which the great problems of our world can be solved. Healing racism, healing the earth. Today is Earth Day. Healing and transforming our relationship to the earth, to each other, to these larger issues related to social justice. All of those changes can only be facilitated through this, you know, through somebody who is a presence having this transformational skill set. So there's a huge opportunity in organizations that will enable you to create more meaningful work wherever you are. And I think that is the ultimate yearning right? If you want to start your own business, it's because you don't like the context that you're in at work is not one where you are growing. So if you develop this capacity to be a facilitator of growth and a facilitator of potentials, there's a ton of other places and contexts that you could create meaningful work, leveraging your skills and experience in this new way. Okay, all right. So that is the question, and I'm going to just answer a whole bunch of questions related to this as we just go through here. So here's one question, and these will be fast questions. What if I don't have any credentials? Do I need credentials? And I would say you will have the credential of this certification that was designed by doctoral level transformational research, specializing in empowering women. And I would say it's not your qualifications, it's your competence. It's your competence and your ability to create results that creates credibility, it creates clients. And you know, you will be able to leverage your life experience. So I would say you don't need any other credentials to be able to have a successful career as a coach. What you do need is competence to be able to show up and create the space for actual change. And I think that is a real differentiator of our programs, is that we design the experience to develop your skills, to give you a tremendous amount of competence. How do I gain the confidence to coach people when I'm not an extrovert? You know, we have amazing senior mentor coaches who are leaders in the program. And both of them, I would say by nature, are more introverted. And so you're going to see role models of really powerful women who are both stylistically more introverted and more quiet, as well as more extroverted. Sarah is a great example of someone who's a very extroverted presence, but Jana and Satya, my mentor coaches, they are much more, and you kind of see like, wow, this is just a different kind of expression of power. So you don't need to change your personality in any way, shape, or form. These principles work as powerfully, whether you have an extroverted or introverted style. What you do need to know to have confidence, and that's different from being an extrovert, is to be able to know where you are and where you're going and how to guide people on that journey. And that's what we teach you in our programs. I'm already a certified coach. How does the training benefit me? So if that's you, I saw a lot wave. You're going to become a specialist in these transformational change steps, as well as the frameworks to empower women that are going to enable you to a deeper level of work, impact women even more deeply around these outcomes as a result of this, and probably engage the personal development that's really been the block in yourself and in your own life to getting to the next level of impact. That's what I see happens most common for even women who are already successful professionals, doctors, attorneys, women who are wanting to incorporate these skills into their practice. There's a level of personal growth that comes together in being able to get the transformational change skill set that happens for them, that enables them to impact people even more deeply. How soon can I start taking clients or working with groups? If you are brand new, you can do it, I would say, in your second month in the program. How the program is designed is to support you to be able to go through a skills intensive at the very beginning. So by the end of the first month in the program, you know what coaching is, and you can have a basic coaching conversation. You know what it is to lead a workshop, and you can lead a basic workshop. We give you that confidence right out of the gate. You have a collaborative skills training. You have a listening skills training. You have a coaching foundations training where you learn how to coach people. You have a facilitation training. And I really felt that this was so important to have so that you have a tremendous amount of confidence that you can do this in your first month of the program, not at the end of the program, because that way you are able to be going out and coaching people all the way through your training. And that gives you a start in, you know, kind of when you're in your second month, from which you're just continuing to improve. And one requirement of our certification process is that you are always charging money for everything you're doing, even if it's $5, because we want to be building an identity right from the start that you are a working coach or you are a working workshop leader. If you already charge money and you have a track record of that, it's going to be easier for you to do that. And you can be starting incorporating right away. All right. So I have a bunch of other questions that I want to go into, but I just want to pause here. Are there any other questions that you have related to what I have covered so far? Go ahead and post in the chat. I'll run through the program details at the end, Tonya. I'm going to give you a whole program, like an overview of the program for those of you who feel like moving forward is the right step for you. I'm going to give you the program details at the end as we go through. Gutu's asking, will it cover the session about shame? Yes, we do an extensive training in the power blocks for women when you're coaching or leading workshops, shame, lack, and isolation, and how you disrupt them as a coach and as a facilitator. All right, so I have a couple more questions here to cover before we go into the nuts and bolts. So how long will it take to complete the training, and how many hours will we need to spend per week? So the core training is 6 months long. So the core training is 6 months long. And that training will give you what you need to launch or to relaunch your work as a professional coach and or workshop leader. So the training goes for 6 months, and I would say that you would probably want to allow at least 5 hours a week to fully engage with the program, with coaching or facilitation. We recommend that you don't do both at the same time unless you have more time to invest. So we recommend if you're brand new that you start with coaching and then you do facilitation next. If you're already a coach, you might want to start with facilitation and come back to coaching later to add that in later. So I would say adding 5 hours a week. So I have a question for you though about that. Before I have a question about that, the question I want to ask you is, most of us imagine learning and studying, we kind of see an image of ourselves by ourselves on the computer engaging content. So the majority of our program is live and interactive. So imagine spending 5 hours a week with other women who are on fire to develop their skills that you have a deeply bonded connection with, that you feel really safe and really intimate with, who are mirroring you and amplifying you and standing with you for the vision of what it is that you want to create. You have a sense of how catalytic it would be to have a structure to be in that kind of relationship. So it's not 5 hours a week of additional work. This is like 5 hours a week in a growth container where you are learning, where you are being activated, where you are being catalyzed. And the thing that I wanted to ask you was, we can always find the time for things that we're committed to. You know, we can always find the time for things that we're committed to. So yes, you probably will need to spend at least 5 hours a week engaging, participating, being activated. Yes, it's an investment of time. It's an investment of money. But I want to invite you just to come back to really thinking about that change that you're wanting to facilitate, for who that you're called to, the people, the women that you haven't even met yet, perhaps, or the people that you're already connected to that you want to serve in a deeper way. What's it costing them that you're not ready yet to serve? What's it costing the people that you have a destiny to contribute to, right? It's like, this is the thing that I've really come to see. I thought that my destiny was just about me and my own life satisfaction. But what I've come to see is that there were other people who could not come into their power without me stepping forth and making my own contribution. And so the thing that I want to say about the time investment is, if this is something that, you know, if it really feels like it's a meaningful, it would alter the course of your life to have the power to create this kind of impact on other people, there is no time to delay. This is a moment in our world where people are in the midst of intense disruption, in the midst of intense recreation. You can find the time to do this. I have a new program on my computer that tracks how much time I spend on social media and on websites that are deemed not productive websites, and as well as on my cell phone. And it tracks all, and it gives me a report of how much time. And I'm kind of stunned to say that what I discovered recently, do you have any idea? Can you guess how many hours a week it is? That my little tracker of like when I'm like distracted and I'm kind of doing other things, I was kind of stunned to see it's upwards of 8 hours a week. Upwards of 8 hours a week. Question I want to ask you, what do you think that tracker would track for your non-productive, distracted time of things that you're not using that time to invest in moving forward in your life? Do you have an idea? Post in the chat for me. If you had that app tracker, how much time you're spending on social media or watching the news or online, like, isn't it true that you can find the time for things that you're committed to and things that you are invested in? Go ahead and post for me. I share that with you transparently because I'm really seeing how the things that I feel like I don't have time for right now that I want to invest in to get to the next level of my growth, that I can reallocate time to the things that I really believe in and I really want to do and I really want to move forward to. Okay, Flo says 12 plus hours. 4 times 8 probably, says BB, right? So imagine what it would feel like to give up that non-productive time and reallocate it to invest in the future of you being a transformational powerhouse, being unleashed into the world, being in this context where you are mirrored and you are amplified and uplifted by others. That's what I want to encourage you as a vision for how you're going to find the time. So let's see here. So there's the interactive elements. Yeah, the training is like super interactive. So you have a small group that you're a part of. You have training modules. You have clinics where there are live demonstrations and then there's mentoring. And you have, we have mentor coaches who've been trained for the last 4 years in our programs who come in and work with our small groups and provide feedback and mentoring. So the whole program is designed in very interactive ways. So as I said, that's learning in a way that's designed to have you in the container that you're going to have the power to go on and learn how to create. So there's a lot of other questions I'm going to stay on to answer about the program, but okay, the logistics, the stuff about the certification. I'm going to talk about program outcomes. I think I've talked about sales and marketing. So let's maybe talk more about the business training. So in parallel, we give you access to a business training that you have a business clinic to be able to practice and learn and develop business skills. And the things that we give you are the simplest and easiest things for you to be successful with. Doing a series of interviews, creating your family and friends list, email templates to launch your first offer, how to just leverage your own network to get to your first income goals. We give you these step-by-step templates, and we give you opportunities to be practicing those skills as you're moving through the program, as well as at the end of the program. There are three things that you need to be able to make money doing your work as a coach and as a facilitator. You need to have something to offer and have something to sell. We're going to teach you how to do that in the Business Essentials training. We're also going to give you, I'm going to give you an offer to sell, because I want you to be able to be successful and have confidence that you can recoup your investment for this program, as well as to make money. I'm going to give you 5 copies of the Feminine Power course, as well as the template for a 9-session coaching program that you can sell to people from $1,000 to $2,000, depending on your training and experience, as a way of getting you started. So you don't have to feel worried about, do I have something to offer people? If you're in facilitation, you're going to have the template of a Feminine Power workshop, as well as a women's circle that I'm going to give you to be able to offer to launch your first workshops, to have exactly what to say. So you can feel confident that you can have something real and tangible to offer coming out of the training. It's a branded, like, so let's talk about the coaching package. So you're going to be able to give away a copy of the Feminine Power course that's regularly $400. And you're going to have a 9-session coaching package that you're going to be able to, with the exact questions to be asking women for 9 coaching sessions as they go through the course with you, and you coach them on creating an outcome using the Feminine Power methodologies, right? So that's one of the things that you are going to get when you enroll in the coaching training, is an offer and templates that you can use. If you want to continue to coach people, you're able to buy discounted copies of the course to use that coaching package to be able to sell as part of your coaching practice. If you are in facilitation, you're going to get a template of a Feminine Power workshop that you are going to be able to offer, that has literally, it's a 2-day workshop on unlocking your 3 feminine power centers. It's a very simple but powerful workshop to lead. There's a complete outline of the marketing materials, as well as how to enroll people to be part of it. So you will have something real and tangible to offer people. We also teach you in the business training how to create your own offers. We teach you in the programs how to design your own coaching packages. We teach you how to design your own workshops, retreats, VIP days, masterminds, longer programs to create a business around this. So we find that these branded offers are a really powerful way for particularly if you're new to coaching or new to facilitation, to feel like, oh, I can get started at this. I can enroll people into this. I can really get started at doing this. Does that make sense? Love to hear from you. Raise your hand if that's something that feels exciting, like, you know, oh, okay, I can see I can have something really concrete and tangible to offer coming out of the program. That's exciting. So we will give you that as a gift of support. So let's see here. Here's another question that's very common. And that is, you know, do I have to do everything perfectly to succeed? Raise your hand if that's your question. If you're worried, how do I avoid overwhelm? Do I have to do everything perfectly to be successful? Here's what I'm going to tell you. Can I confess something to you? I kind of feel like everything that I have ever done in business and in life has been at about 30 to 50% of what it would have looked like in my mind to have done it perfectly. Right? So isn't that your experience of life? Like, we kind of have this idea of like, oh, I'm going to take this program. I'm going to get up every morning and do the feminine power practices for 60 minutes. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to talk to 100 people, right? Who's had those plans in the past for things that you wanted to do? Here's the thing that I want to tell you is that you absolutely do not have to be a perfect person. You don't have to be a perfect coach. You don't have to be a perfect facilitator to be hugely successful at this. You just need to keep showing up and taking the next step, right? So how we avoid overwhelm is that we know that you can be an imperfect work in progress and wildly successful at the same time by coming back to presence, by being where you are, by recognizing that the most valuable thing that you can give people is to create a container, to create presence, to be receptive, to be open, to be curious. When you learn those foundations, you're going to learn the foundations that really are the difference makers in catalyzing transformation. And it's not that many things. You know, the 20% of things that make 80% of the impact have to do with the quality of your presence, where you're listening from, where you're speaking from, how to listen, what you're listening for, what you're amplifying, what you're reflecting back. These are the things that we teach you in the Foundations Workshop in the first month of the program, the most valuable things that create the biggest difference. So we're going to give you an experience of those. You're going to have the confidence to move forward, to begin. And then the process of learning and getting mastery, it's a process that happens one step at a time over time. Does that make sense? And you see yourself doing that, like in a way that's really simple, in a way that's really clear. Once you understand how to orient and how to listen, and these kind of core frameworks, you're going to be able to have the experience of succeeding while you are learning. And isn't it a wonderful thing that you can create profound value and life-changing impact even while you are learning and you are evolving and you are on a pathway that will enable you to have a lifetime of impact and success and service at the highest level. So that's what I want to say. Like, just how does that feel in your body when you think about it? Just to take that in, right? I'm not needing to get a PhD in transformational learning to feel like I can do this. I did that, and I'm going to pass on to you the things that are really important about that, in much simpler ways that give you access to be a presence, someone who really shows up, who makes a profound difference through your presence, through your listening. And see, this is where the mindset shifts are so important. When you recognize that transformation is already happening. Transformation is already happening inside of people. There's nothing you need to do to make transformation happen for people as much as create the container and create the conditions and have the receptivity and know the questions to ask that catalyze and ignite this process that's already happening. It's really, really powerful. All right. So let's see here. Okay, I've covered this. How long does it take to complete the training? Training is interactive, the sales and marketing skills. All right, let me cover some specific outcomes of the program. And then I'm going to invite you to stay on if you are interested in moving forward. And I'm going to give you more program logistics. The logistics those things you don't need to make a decision to know whether or not this is the right thing for you. And that's what I want to encourage you to come back to as we complete these final questions. And then we'll stay on for those who do feel like, yes, this is something that I really feel like I want to pursue now, or, you know, I want to pursue in later on in the fall. We'll stay on and we'll cover the nuts and bolts, because that's much more program specific. And I want to stay bigger picture about really the opportunity and what's possible and what you want to create and what this is going to give you the power to do. So let's talk about our program outcomes. I want to share with you a few program outcomes. So let's take a look here at the skills. Like, what are the skills that you need to develop to be able to have this life-changing impact for women? These are the skills that we develop in the coaching program. Deep transformational listening skills. You know how to listen for four very specific sets of things. People's yearnings and potentials, right? That really enables you to help them create a powerful vision. You learn how to listen for underlying old stories, patterns, assumptions. You learn how to listen, see, sense, and feel the deeper truth. And you learn how to listen for missing skills and missing capabilities that will support your clients to succeed, so that you can identify and address and create a pathway forward. Collaborative learning skills, to be able to develop the skills that you need to become a transformational coach. You need to be able to give and receive feedback. This is part of skill development. You need to have a foundation in strong professional coaching skills. This is what we're going to teach you in the program. Being able to create the coaching container, to set the focus for a session, to bring presence, to listen deeply, to ask powerful questions, to be clear and direct in your communication. These are all the traditional coaching skills, designing accountability and actions. So we teach the ICF competencies, which are the traditional coaching skills. We teach these in the first 2 months of our program because they are the foundation for becoming a professional coach. We just go much deeper. We teach you the high impact coach skill set, where you have a deeper understanding of how to facilitate people through the transformational process. We also give you the training so you have specialized knowledge in empowering women. This is something I didn't mention before, but you have a 70-page resource book of feminine power practices that you're going to have permission to use in one-on-one coaching, as well as in workshops if you're in the facilitation program. So you literally have a book of practices that you can use to develop women's capacities here. Specialized knowledge in transforming beliefs, and you'll have a professional coach's toolkit. We give you, we're talking about coaching right now, we give you all of the forms that you need to have an intake, to be a professional coach, the paperwork that you need to have clients fill in and complete. We give you templates of everything that you need, as well as the business essentials training. So this is very extensive. And what's, you know, part of the training manual are, this is resources. You have 100 pages of resources of different exercises that empower women. There's 60 hours of video training. There's an extensive coaching manual. You have access to all of the foundations workshops that I mentioned and shared, the communication skills, the coaching foundation skills, the coaching skills. There's 30 tools, coaching tools that we give you in your toolkit that you're going to be able to use in your work with people. You're going to develop collaborative learning skills, peer learning and feedback skills. You have access to live mentoring and group coaching clinics. And you have access to the deeper level of transformational superpowers, where this was a training that you get access to in addition, that in addition to the four steps in the transformational process, you get access to the superpowers training, where you learn the deeper levels of presence, of empathy, of sponsorship, that really are a depth level of skill training that you need to be able to be a presence who shows up, who makes a difference, who can work with these transformational skills. And you get access to a personal mastery program. This is one of the most powerful dimensions of the training. You personally are going through a personal empowerment program to transform and release the inner blocks and barriers that have been in the way of you creating the things in your own life to be able to be someone who is not just a coach or a facilitator, but really a role model in the relationship to the things that you are wanting to bring forward. You know, raise your hand and be honest with me. If you find that you struggle with the things that you're wanting to help other people with, right? Like, raise your hand if that's true, right? And so you struggle with invisibility. You struggle with not enoughness. You struggle with isolation. You feel under-actualized and under-realized. So if you want to be someone who makes a life-changing difference, the first person you need to champion is you. And you need to step forward into a context where you are actualizing your own dream and your own vision for life. And there are no Shoemaker children at Feminine Power. There really aren't. You can't, because it doesn't work. And that doesn't mean that you need to have mastered everything before you can coach other people in it. But what you need to be is a role model of what it is to be on the journey and in the process of creating these things in your life. I share the story of when I first started leading a group for women on attracting a soulmate. I had not yet created my marriage with my extraordinary husband, Craig. However, what I was doing is I was in that process myself, and I brought people together and I brought women together, and I said, you know what? I'm going to do this in the next 6 months. I'm going to create this extraordinary relationship. I'm going to set my intention. I'm going to open up possibility. So this is the thing, you know, unless you're in possibility and unless you're on a pathway of creating the things that are pursuing the dreams and aspirations that you have no authority in your presence to be championing other people and cheerleading them and amplifying them and saying you can do it, because your presence is going to be weakened by the lack of congruence that's there in your own personal life. Does that make sense? Like, you know, like, whereas if you're having courage and you're willing to like break through your patterns and you're willing to look at yourself and you're willing to show up and stretch into new ways, can you feel the power of being in your presence? Can you feel the power of, you know, you reflecting back the possibility that's there for them too? If you want to have a life-changing impact on someone, you need to become a self-actualizing woman. You need to become the person who is living from your feminine power, who is stepping forth and creating in this way. Does that make sense? Yes, got it, right? So this is where our programs are not the most inexpensive, right? People will say, gosh, you know, there's other coaching programs that I can take that are like less expensive. Yes, that's true. But the question I want to ask you about that is, what is it that you're hoping to be able to create as a result? Because if you want to have a life-changing impact on this group of women that you're called to serve and ignite, these are the elements that you need to have in place. You need to be able to learn in a collaborative way. You need to have access to the transformational coaching training. You need to go through Feminine Power Mastery. You know, the things that you actually need to be able to embody the skills. Our programs provide at a fraction of what it would cost to be able to source these pieces in the world. I know because I tried, because there wasn't this program for me to take. And I spent 25 years and a lot, exponentially more in my education and studying and being mentored by the most extraordinary teachers really of the 20th century to be able to make the superpowers distinctions, as well as the transformational coaching distinctions, as well as the collaborative learning distinctions. Like, all of it is so comprehensive in how we've brought it together that the value is absolutely extraordinary. But this is really the question, you know, a lot of coaching trainings. Okay, so you get traditional coaching training and you're watching videos and you're by yourself and there is no growth container for you to go through the process of embodying skills or transformation. Do you think it's possible that at the end of that program, you will have what you need to be able to make the change that you're here to make? That's the question I would invite you to consider, you know, because it comes back to this bigger question that we started with today, which is, you know, who is it that you are most wanting to influence or to serve, to have what kind of outcome, and what are the skills that you need, and who do you need to become to be able to make a life-changing difference for this group? So these are really powerful questions to consider. So that's our coaching program. Let me show you the facilitation program here. So we're starting the first week of May. We are starting formally the first week of May. April 30th is the last day to apply, though I strongly encourage you, if you're called to move forward, to be able to start to enroll and complete your application as soon as possible. So you're going to start with a foundations month where you go through these foundational workshops. And then you're going to, like, this is really in your first month, you're going to dive in, and then you're going to be placed in your peer learning practice group that you're going to spend the program with. You're going to get access to the branded package. And there's a lot of additional workshops that you're going to get access to where we're going to show you how to adapt your skills to coach groups, deeper dive coaching intensives with people, the pathway of becoming a master coach. We're going to introduce you to templates for how you create VIP days, as well as adapt your training to group coaching. And for the rest of the training, there's going to be clinics that happen twice a month. There's going to be live group mentoring that you get access to. And in these 9 training modules, you're going to get the core transformational coaching system, as well as the Empowering Women frameworks and all of the manuals, the templates, the tools, the workbooks, to be able to work with clients and take them through this process of transformational change. And you will have an opportunity to complete your certification and get a certificate, as well as a badge that you can use on your website if you choose to. Let me come back. So that's the coaching program. And what I will say is, if you take the facilitation program as well, facilitation shares several courses with coaching. So you can, the second course that you take, it's less time, and there's an exponential tuition savings to take 2 programs as opposed to just 1 program, because the Superpowers course, the Mastery course, the Business Essentials course are courses that are shared by both programs. So it's only an extra 50% of time to take facilitation or to take coaching. So if you did coaching for 6 months and you took your 5 hours a week, you could do facilitation for the next 6 months and it would only be 2.5 hours a week. Does that make sense? Wave if you are with me, right? Because your superpowers training, your mastery training, all of that's extended. So this is where we recommend, it's a really great thing to do to enroll in coaching and facilitation together, because you get exponential things that you can offer and training, and you can be in the container of the academy for a full year, taking both of those programs together. And you'll be in a group with women who are going to be going through and doing both programs. So if you enroll in coaching and facilitation, we're going to put you into a group with women who are enrolled in coaching and then going on to facilitation together. So you can be forming those relationships and be supporting women on the journey, which is where it's a great thing to do, to make that decision at the beginning of the program, because we put you in groups with others who will be sharing your whole program journey, and you have that structure for a year. All right, so let's have a look at, here we go, facilitation. So these are the skills that we're going to give you to become a transformational facilitator. You're going to develop those deep listening skills in the same way, but really in the context of working with a group, collaborative learning skills, strong professional facilitation skills, where you can create a learning container, where you can set the focus if you're teaching a workshop on money or health or other skills, you know how to create a space to take people on a transformational journey. You are able to manage the energy of the group. You can ask powerful questions. You can give really clear instructions. You have the high impact facilitation skill set, where you know how to design and create content that will take people through the four steps of the transformational process, and their intentions of guiding, you know, setting their intentions and being able to cover old beliefs and assumptions, get to new stories, and develop new skills and capacities. You're going to get specialized knowledge in empowering women, a professional toolkit, and you are going to get video training, an in-depth manual, 30 transformational exercises that you're going to be able to facilitate and incorporate into your own work and workshops. All of the same things that we offer in coaching with the collaborative learning skills, peer mentoring, transformational superpowers, business essentials, and mastery, where you are going to go through the personal transformation that you're going to be trained in to facilitate others into. The same thing that we're going to go through with coaching, you're going to go through the foundations month. And we're going to go through those workshops, and you're going to be part of a peer learning circle and a peer learning group. And for the 2 to 6 months, we're going to take you through every aspect of igniting a learning community, navigating the transformational model, being able to offer exercises that unlock our feminine power centers, to navigate conflict, disruptive participants. It's not a question of if you're going to have conflict and disruption in your groups. It's a question of when, and you want to be prepared and know exactly what to do and what to say, as well as facilitate group magic and create powerful spaces for people. And unleashing unstoppable momentum in with your participants. We're going to train you in the feminine power workshops and women's circles, as well as advanced skills intensives to be able to lead retreats, masterminds, and use your facilitation skills in all of these other contexts that you're going to work with. And you're going to have the opportunity to gain access to certification as well. You're going to get access to that certificate. And the superpowers training. Both programs get access to the superpowers training, which is 9 modules that develop capacities that are the deeper level skills that you need, the depth level capacities where you are learning how to activate presence, radical empathy, listening for greatness, deepening presence, transpersonal knowing. This is an extraordinary training that will differentiate and set you apart as a transformational coach specializing in empowering women. And our business training you get access to as well. So, you know, this is just a high level overview where it is incredibly comprehensive from the transformational skills, the empowering women frameworks, the superpowers, the business training, and feminine power mastery is the solution to provide you with the learning container, mentoring support tools, and resources to gain the power to be able to step forward as someone who can change lives, who can create powerful spaces one-on-one, powerful spaces in groups. So before we shift gears and go on, I want to make sure that you know this is the last opportunity in our spring cohort. We are beginning very, very soon. You can go to femininepower.com/apply. As I shared with you, the core program incorporates, it's so comprehensive in what is in here. The question that I asked myself when I created it is, what do women truly need to be able to succeed, to be able to develop the skills and to have the tools and resources to be able to create powerful spaces to ignite women's potentials one-on-one and in groups? And the elements that I've shared with you today are what you truly need to be able to succeed. The program elements, the tuition, I believe the value of all of these elements of the tuition really is more than $30,000. If you were to take down the different elements and break them into separate programs. But the thing that I've found over the years is if you just have the coaching skills, but you don't have the superpowers, or if you have the empowering women frameworks, but you don't get to go through mastery, it's like all of these things don't become embodied. And so in my commitment to support you to become someone who can make that kind of change, that's the reason I have designed the program to incorporate all of these different elements. So you can go to femininepower.com/apply. The tuition ranges anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 for one program, depending on whether you have taken Mastery or Visionary Women, or if you're a graduate of one of our programs, you may have a tuition discount to apply. So I encourage you to ask your enrollment specialist if there are any tuition discounts that you're eligible for. They will have your history with us. When you add facilitation or you add coaching, it becomes even more of a savings to be able to take two programs. So I encourage you to consider joining for both programs simply because we find it, you know, by the time women move through one, they're like, oh my goodness, even if I am already a coach, I'm really getting why this is something that is really different to the kind of coaching that I was trained in. And I really want to understand how to specialize in being able to coach and break through these patterns. You're going to see me in the program in mastery, coaching women and facilitating and like leading and facilitating group learning every month. I'm going to be live in there with you. You're going to have access to our senior mentor coaches, as well as small group mentoring. There is an abundance of support. So before we go into the nuts and bolts and stay on with those who are, you know, have a real clear yes that they want to move forward, I just want to invite you to take a moment to come back to that question that I asked you at the very beginning of our time together today. You know, what is the change that you are called to make? What is the change that you are called to make for who? And what is it that you need to learn or to access to be able to make a life-changing impact in the work that you create, to be able to succeed? And if you have found it, the answer is yes, that you need the things that we are providing. If that's something that deeply resonates with you through our time together today, if I've articulated and I have named for you the things that you now have an awareness of that you need to be able to move forward with your great work, to move forward with your contribution. If the answer is yes to that, then I want to invite you to join. I want to lovingly support you to make a commitment to yourself to get the tools, the training that you need to be able to move forward and become who you were meant to be in your life. And the biggest and best decision of my life that I ever made was at a moment just like this, where I became aware that I had gifts and I had talents, but I also had missing training. And I recognized that unless I got that training, unless I had that support, I would never become who I was meant to be in this world. It was a destiny moment. It was a life-changing moment. For me, the price tag was $100,000 that I had to come up with for my PhD in transformational learning and change. Learning and change that leads to a shift in worldview, being able to master the process of transformational change that I saw was the way of the future. That was what I saw that I needed to do to be able to have an impact and create life-altering experiences with individuals and groups. That was the price tag. Now, I'd never even invested $10,000 in myself and in my own learning before. You know, it was kind of like outside of my identity, but I'd been through a series of losses. I'd lost a relationship. I'd lost, there was a death in my family. There were a lot of transitions. Things were in breakdown in my life. So it's not like I had the money in the bank. You might have the money in the bank, and it's a question of, do I want to risk or invest in myself? Right? I was at that stage where I knew this was what I needed. So this is where I want to speak to you if that's where you are with this. This is, you know, if it's not for you, if this is not something that's a match, that's great. I'm really glad that this session has brought you that clarity to know it's not your opportunity to move forward at this time. But if it is, I want to speak to you very personally and invite you into that moment where I saw what I needed to be able to move forward. And I made the decision to invest in myself. I made the decision to find the money, even though it was outside of my comfort zone, to be able to go for it. And, you know, here's what I said to myself, and here's what I saw, you know, when I was in these transitions, and I was like, you know what, the gift of having these transitions and breakdowns in my life is this is a moment I can up-level. I am going to up-level, and I'm going to recreate my life at a higher level. And to get to a higher level of service, a higher level of success in my life, I know I need to invest. There needs to be an energy exchange. And for the first time in my life, I made the decision to put my chips on myself, to invest in myself, to bet on myself. And at that moment, I summoned a tremendous amount of self-belief where I said, I believe in the value of what you have to contribute. I believe that all of life is organizing around your success, your service, your contribution. And even though I can't yet see the pathway, what I trust is that I know what I need to take my next step, and I need to take that program. I need to take that program, and I need to take that program now. I need to go this year. You know, my logical mind was like, well, I could save up for a few years, but I listened to myself and that voice said, now is the time to move forward. And you know what happened? I took that leap of faith and it wasn't easy, but I found a way to do it. And that was where I absolutely know if you believe this is something that is right for you, that you need, I believe that you can find a way. I believe that it comes to a, you know, down to a decision that is truly aligned with an awareness of what I need and a belief that I have the power to generate and I have the power to create. And I can trust that I can figure out a way and I can find a way because I'm a resourceful, creative, powerful woman. That's what I stood in as I took what was a huge leap of faith, where I left Australia, I came to the United States. It was a $100,000 investment, and that changed my life. That absolutely changed my life. The entire trajectory of my life opened up as a result of having made that decision to up level, to go for my destiny. My entire life began to reorganize around that future that I was committed to creating, even though I didn't have everything figured out. And you know what happened was, I have because I listened to that signal that now is the time, I ended up in a cohort with one of the most extraordinary professors, with two women who have become lifelong friends. That catalyzed me, that were really central in the development of feminine power, that I would have missed if I'd been a year later, if I'd been 2 years later. They ended up closing that program down for a number of reasons. The window of opportunity of that time and that space and the destiny trajectory was really special in listening to that moment. So I want to just invite you and encourage you to listen to yourself, to believe in yourself, to come back to the knowingness that you can find the money for the things that you care about. You can find the time for the things that you care about. And if you care about this and you care about being able to step forward at this moment with real solutions, with real resources, with real training, with the support that you need to launch, to expand, to grow at the deepest level, I wholeheartedly invite you to listen to yourself and to say yes. And so, with that, I want to give you a moment, if you are called to join, to go over to the apply page, to go over to the apply page. I want to give you a moment to go there, femininepower.com/apply. And while you're connected in this moment, to go over and complete the very short application. Or if you have spoken to somebody already and you're in the process of considering joining, I want to invite you just to go to your computer right now and send that person an email and say, you know what? I'm on the call with Claire and I'm getting a yes, and I want to follow up and I want to make a time so I get in for this cohort. So I want to give you a moment if you are called to go and do that right now. And if this is not for you, I'm glad we had the time to be able to be together. Or if it's not for you right now, you're getting a signal, no, this is not for me right now. That's absolutely, I welcome you, and I encourage you actually to come join our 7-week program, or consider joining Mastery, or consider something that might be a next step if this is not the right thing for you right now. We'll complete and close out the call in just a second. And for those people who are really inside of that yes and moving forward either now or at some future point, you absolutely know this calls me, then I want to stay on with you, and I want to give you some kind of insider program logistics information that you don't really need to make this decision, but to be able to have the clarity to fast track your process and your call with one of our senior coaches. Okay, so that is our Q&A today, and I'm going to stay on for some program information, certification details. I'm going to answer a bunch of those other frequently asked questions. If you know that you are want to move forward either now or in the future, I encourage you to stay on with us. So, Sarah, I would love to call on you for some of this information as we go through. So, I want to personally welcome you. If you're here in the circle now, it's because you are feeling like you are cold and you want to jump in, you want to join us. I encourage you to post in the chat and share with us what it is that you are being called to create, or what it is that you're excited to create in this program. I see Debbie and Majoy and Karen and Jean and Shoshona and Azine and Flo and Bibi and Willix and Bettina and Laura, Yoli, Christina, Roberta, Jennifer, Kate, Lisa, Dee, Michelle, Zulma, Kim, Rachel, Ismail. Let's see here. And I think that's everyone. Go ahead and post in the chat what it is that you are called to create. So I would love to share a little bit about what is going to happen next and what is your pathway forward. So the next step is to apply or to reach out to your enrollment specialist who you have already spoken with. And they're going to go through the payment plan options with you, complete your registration. And we're going to give you the schedule for our Foundations Month workshop. You're going to join. You're going to jump into those workshops. You're going to complete a survey. You're going to be with the women who are part of our program. And Sarah, I want to ask you to share a little bit about our certification process. This is one of the questions that has coming up. It's just, what is our certification process and what is our certification standards? I know you've taken a lot of coaching trainings and you're familiar with the industry. This is one of the questions that is coming in as what is involved in the process of gaining certification. So the core the choice to be certified or not, it really depends on whether or not you want to have the professional credential of being a certified coach. You are working towards your certification all the way through the program. There are assignments to complete at the end of every month, at the end of every module, that support you to be moving forward with your certification all the way through. And then you submit something at the end that completes that process. Sarah's going to share about it. But that certification process is designed to support you to develop confidence and to develop confidence as you go through the program, to feel like you're really integrating the skills. Do you want to share about it, Sarah?
I'd love to. So we support you all the way through the certification process as well. And Claire's right. I do have a number of coaching certifications, and I've never found a certification process as supportive as the one we have here. So there are some certification requirements to meet if you choose to complete your certification. And the vast majority of the women in our trainings do complete the certification. It takes a little extra time beyond the trainings because there's requirements to meet. So one of the requirements is practice group hours. You need to create 50 practice group hours, but you'll do that with your group as you're going through the training. So that's actually a really easy certification requirement to meet. And you'll have a wonderful team of people with you because there'll be about four of you in your practice group and you'll be meeting several times to do practice coaching together. Same thing in facilitation. So you need 50 practice group hours in facilitation as well. In both coaching and facilitation, you also need to have 50 actual hours that you've logged of either working with coaching clients individually in coaching or in doing workshops or women's circles as a facilitator. So the same amount of hours, it's just what you're doing there varies a bit. You'll keep a log of those hours as you do them going along, and you'll turn that log in when you submit your certification materials all together at one time. There is also assignments to complete. There's one per module in the 9 modules in coaching. There's one as well for the 9 modules in facilitation. So you'll go through that assignment and you'll write your own responses to the material that was presented and how it landed on you and how you're going to integrate it and use it in your life. So those are actually fun to write. You can do those as you go along as the modules are released. So that's something you can keep up with as you go, would be my suggestion anyway on how to do it most efficiently. The last requirement that's one of, I would call, the bigger requirements. There's a few minor ones as well, but the last one, the bigger ones, is an exam. And it is a take-home open book exam. So if you've ever completed a certification where it was timed and you felt the clock racing and all that, this isn't that kind of an experience. You'll have the exam fairly early on. It will be available to you within the first month or so of your training. Same, it's a different exam for coaching, obviously, than it is for facilitation, but you get both of them very early on in your training. You can complete your answers to that exam as you go through the program, or you can wait, you know, towards the end or after your trainings and do it all at once. But you'll submit that exam with your certification materials. And the last big requirement, I said that was the last one, there's actually one more. You submit a couple hours of you actually coaching a real client or you facilitating an actual event. And the exams are reviewed by our certification team. Your recordings are reviewed by our certification team. If there's anything that doesn't meet the standards, you get an email within 2 weeks letting you know. And for the exam, they'll still also say, the answers that we're looking for are in, and they'll name the modules. So they really help you all the way on finding that. The majority of the people that submit all of their requirements meet them and get the certification. Once in a great while, there's something that needs to be up-leveled on either a recording or an exam answer. But again, we stand by you all the way and help you. And if it's something on your recording, the certification team gives you really specific feedback on what it is that needs to be improved and some suggestions on how to do that. So it's, again, an extremely supportive experience. Many of the practice groups, Claire, I'm really seeing this, it's really such a great thing. Mm-hmm. Many of the practice groups in coaching and in facilitation stay together after they've completed their practice hours together, and they'll be power partners in completing their certification requirements together, supporting each other through that, cheering each other on, and they just really go the whole route with each other. There's one question that hasn't come up that I do want to speak to about the practice groups, because it moves me to tears every time I talk about it. Many of the women in our professional trainings find some of their best friends from the rest of their lives there. I have, and that happened for me many years ago now. But so many of those practice group relationships go really, really deep. And the ability to really get to know people in these courses and stay connected with them is another thing that sets our trainings apart from any other ones that I've been in anywhere else.
Thanks so much, Sarah. That's super helpful. And I think that gives you a sense of how holistic the certification process is in terms of supporting your real skill development. Confidence comes from primarily a sense of competence. And competence really comes from your ability to make and track distinctions and develop skills over time in this kind of learning environment. So the certification process is really designed to facilitate your learning and deep embodiment and integration of these skills. So we will give you a certification that is a recognition of your specialization in transformational coaching skills, as well as in these frameworks that empower women. And one of the questions that we often get asked are if you are someone who is a coach, if ICF certification matters. It's the International Coaching Federation. So I want to speak about that a little bit, because it does speak to the question about, you know, credentialing, or, you know, so you can see how rock solid the information and the skills and the capacities are. If you have a question about the International Coaching Federation, or this is something that you want to know as a professional coach, there is no regulating body in the field of coaching. Unlike law and medicine, the field of professional coaching is not governed by a board, right? So the Bar Association governs attorneys in the United States. there is a medical board that governs whether people have a license to practice as a doctor. There isn't a governing body that that certifies or regulates coaching, which is where you have people who are call themselves coaches who have read a book on coaching, or you have people who take a weekend workshop for $500 who say, I'm a certified life coach. So a certification in the coaching industry is only as valuable as the skills or the reputation of the certifying body. The International Coaching Federation emerged, I think, several decades ago to begin to try to bring regulation and standards to this new emerging field. And it was largely to help corporations be able to identify executive coaches who could work within corporations who were skilled. So ICF certification really matters in a traditional coaching context, largely in corporations. Outside of that, if you want to coach people, if you want to coach women on these outcomes at self-actualization, what's going to be even more impressive than ICF certification is that you have a specialization in working with women, and that you have a specialization in understanding the blocks, and you're able to deliver real results for your clients, because the number one thing that creates success in your coaching practice is word of mouth. Anything that you want to add to that, Sarah? I hope that's a helpful explanation, but I've never met a coach who I'm not ICF certified. Sarah is ICF certified, and it doesn't make any difference in the work that we do with women. What matters is what you can create and what you can facilitate. But I'll hand that over to you, Sarah, because I know you are really tracking. And I would say that our certification is much more robust than most ICF certifications. In fact, Sarah, actually, it's really great and helpful if you can share how with the transformational skills and the empowering women and the superpowers, what happens when you go to ICF coaching workshops?
I remember calling you, Claire, about this once. I can't believe it.
Sarah's a lifelong learner. You know, she's always going to learn the, you know, interesting new things everywhere from every, you know. So, but sure, because I think this is wonderful feedback that puts it in context.
So in some of the coaching trainings I've done that are external to Feminine Power, and some of them are ICF coaching workshops or training or foundational programs, I've often gotten feedback from the faculty who have observed me coaching in a workshop, like coaching another participant for 20 minutes or something like that. Where did you learn to take the client that deep, that fast? Where did you, no, these are the expressions I would get. Where did you learn to use the pause that effectively? Where did you learn to listen so deeply? And I would say Feminine Power. And the response, particularly from male faculty, was really always pretty funny. It's like, what are you guys or gals doing over there? So and I said, it's really the superpowers that Claire Zammit has mastered and taught and is able to transmit. One of the ICF core competencies, of the 11 core competencies, is have deep presence with your clients. Nobody but Claire can really teach you how to do it. And it's in the superpowers course. She can actually teach you the skill of having that deep level of presence.
Well, I really appreciate that you say that. I'm sure a lot of coaching trainers can teach presence, but but I'm flattered by that feedback, you know, and I do think there are deeper levels of transformational presence for this work that I've been privileged to access and learn and be able to break down into practices that you can cultivate. You know, these skills that often see people who have incredible impact. They're a series that they're teachable, learnable skills, and they are transferable. So thanks. That's super helpful. Sarah, can you share about the other women in the program? That's one of the big questions. Who are the other women that the women joining are going to meet and find themselves in coaching and facilitation with?
Wow. That's such a great question. The ages range from 26 to women in their early 80s. So age is not something that I would necessarily look at. The common thing that these women have is that they know that they are here to serve, lead, and empower others. And there's an awesome bonding around that commonality, because some of those women will tell me, I have felt very alone in my community or at a job that I'm currently at or in the context that I'm currently in. But their backgrounds range from, we've had doctors through these programs, we've had lawyers through these programs, we've had therapists, as Claire was mentioning earlier, through these programs. We've had women who have been, you know, in the home raising children for several decades, now empty nester stage, want to take on giving something to the world from their own gifts outside of their family. In there, we've had women who are about to retire or recently retired. We've had teachers. Like Claire mentioned, we've had accountants. We have one that I met with this morning and is stepping in. We've had women who run customs in their country. It's a country outside the U.S. We have women through that. You name the background. We've had biochemists. We've had women in academia leading departments who have been through our professional training programs. It ranges from anything you could possibly imagine. But again, the common element is they are on fire to serve, lead, and empower others. They want to be a part of bringing transformation to the world. And it's the lives that they touch. Some of them are, this always moves me to tears too, some of them are coaching and facilitating in their native language in the country that they live in. Some of them are coaching and facilitating in up to three, sometimes four different languages. And they are bringing feminine power home to the women that they're working with in ways that really help break through the inner blocks that hold women back. If you can coach someone or facilitate a group in that woman's native language, it's so much easier for her to break through those blocks than if they're trying to do it thinking their way through a second, a third, or a fourth language themselves. So the women who are in particular facilitating around the world, some of them have gotten together and created ways of how they're talking about feminine power in German, in French, in Spanish, and in languages far beyond that.
Thank you, Sarah. That's really inspiring to hear. And I think that's really true. It's women who join the program, they find their best friends for life. And like, they're so mirrored by other people who are brilliant, who are talented, and who are gifted. I'm moved by this post from Jean J. I don't know if you're still on with us, Jean, who shares, I would love to lead Asian American women and others to find their authentic self and achieve their dreams and desire. I also want to do cultural bridge work. I'm currently in business mastery coaching program, but I think I may need more training as a coach. I get great results, but I think that there I can do more. I would like to hear more about how the program can guide me to support this work and address racism and internalized racism. Which is such a powerful question. And I'm wondering if you can share about the work that the Transforming Systemic Racism group of coaches and leaders and facilitators in feminine power are doing. And I can share more about what they're going to be offering.
Awesome. So Jean, you and I have been talking and we're talking again tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. And I think I have shared this with Jean, but I want to share it with everybody here because it is such an incredible story. So it's almost 2 years ago now that one of our senior coaches, Adria Kitchens, and another woman in our coaching training at the time, or facilitation rather, Lori McDonald, got really inspired at one of our feminine power live events to create a mastermind group for women in our professional training courses only. And it's a Healing Racism Mastermind Group. There are women from all over the world that participate in that group. They meet monthly. They've done some presentations for us, but they are masterminding together ways to deal with systemic racism at its core. Adria Kitchens has been in Feminine Power for over a decade, and she herself has been working. She's located in Atlanta, Georgia. She has been leading groups around the country by Zoom with a partner. They've done huge community dinners virtually, up to 1,200 people at a time, talking about racism and how everybody can have a part in healing these divides. And her work in bringing it to that Healing Racism Mastermind Group within our professional trainings has rippled out, and there are women leading their own efforts in South Africa, in other European countries, in Australia. It is incredible how this effort that Adria and Lori have been leading together. It's open to anyone who is in our professional trainings. I've asked Adria, she said everyone in our professional trainings is welcome. And it's something that if you want to be a part of that, if you step into these trainings, we'll be happy to get you connected with Adria.
And the biggest thing that I've been learning from Adria and being a participant in is how central transformational change is in the process of healing both internalized and systemic racism. That being in a context where you are mirrored, where you are amplified, and having the skills to do that as a coach and a facilitator are absolutely central in doing this work. So if that's something that you are called to or called to specialize in, we especially welcome you into the center of our community and to participate with the women leaders who are bringing the conversations of especially applying the skills that they're learning in the context of anti-racist practices and work as coaches, as facilitators, as activists. So thank you so much for that question. I'm so moved by the calling that you have. So, all right. So a couple of other final questions before we wrap, and that is about you will have permission to use the feminine power practices in the coaching and facilitation workbook with credit. You can incorporate them into your own work. So if you want to lead a workshop on discovering your purpose or transforming wealth, you can lead the belief change exercise. There's all of these exercises about changing beliefs, about connecting to your deeper desires, about generating and magnetizing support that are the central practices for women that you will have permission to use and integrate with your own work and your own content. So there's like a tremendous amount of resources that you get access to. You also have permission to use the branded coaching templates and branded workshop that you can teach without adapting as a feminine power workshop for people. There is no additional fee that you need to pay every year to stay certified or to stay utilizing those materials at this stage. We will be likely in the future having a continuing education program. At this stage, though, there is no additional fee that you need to pay to remain certified and to gain permission to be using those materials. Your tuition, that's it. You have access to it to be able to move forward. And let me see if there's any other burning questions. Go ahead and post in the chat if you have any other burning questions that you would like to ask. One question is about translation into other languages. We do have a lot of international women who are wanting to work with feminine power in different languages. We have not yet been able to translate the core feminine power materials. We are looking at expanding into other languages in the next couple of years. Spanish is definitely the first language we are looking at translating our materials into. I know that was one of the questions that was coming through today. And we do have women who speak all different languages. We have coaches and facilitators all over the world that you'll be able to connect to. And we encourage you to translate the concepts and create your own, you know, your own offerings that are drawing upon and crediting feminine power practices in the meantime. One of the things that women find are really valuable are connecting with other women who are in the these areas in the world who share common interests so that they can be learning together and sharing about how to adapt their work in this way. So let's see here, annual costs, ongoing support. We will be having an ongoing continuing education program that we are looking at launching later this year. When you join our community, you're part of our community on our Facebook group forever. We will have opportunities for ongoing training and development that you can be connected to. But I believe that when you join a learning community and a training community, it's something that you can have access to for many years. And you can apply and use your training in business context, in professional context, in personal context. There's many, many different areas of application. And the training's designed to support you to explore and find your own unique way to be applying and utilizing your skills in an area that enables you to make the greatest difference with your gifts. So with that, please ask any additional questions to your enrollment specialist. I'm overjoyed to welcome you in. Again, if you haven't yet gone to femininepower.com/apply, I encourage you to go there right away. We're going to be starting the first week of May. And I encourage you to reach out to someone, even if you can't get started right away. They're going to give you a special opportunity to be able to pre-register for the fall, if that is what is calling you to be with us. And I can't wait to get started and to welcome you with open arms in your community and to see what you create, what brand of brilliance, of world-changing contribution is a result of you pairing your natural gifts, your talents, your life experience with these transformational tools, with the Empowering Women frameworks, and with the support that you can receive for this community. Let's join our voices and come back on camera as we unmute the line. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.